T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our pal Sean Salisbury. Sean, how you been, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great, fellas. Good to be with you. All is well.
You know, it is good to have you with us, and we've been talking about Tom Brady here. We had Phil Perry on with us, NBC Sports Boston, and he mentioned that his colleague Tom Curran, you know, heard that Brady and Belichick spoke yesterday. It didn't go well. And everybody around this team seems to think that Tom Brady's going to leave. I'll believe it when I see it. What do you think right now, Sean?
You know what, Bull? I would have said the same thing. I would have was. It just is hard for us to wrap our arms or our mind around the fact that Tom Brady could go somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
But then I go back. It is, because first of all, it's just like it's almost we feel black. We almost feel like, even though if you're a Patriots fan or not, like he's not allowed to do that.
Right.
This is Brady, the Patriots. This is 20 years. We don't need change. This. But you know what? We said that about Ronnie Lott and Jerry Rice, and I know this is Brady, but Rice is the GOAT, right?
Joe Montana.
Yeah. The 49ers. Can you imagine? Could we ever imagine Jerry Rice playing for the Raiders?
Bizarre.
Hell no.
Yeah.
None of us could. So, you know, we get to that point, and I'm the same way. But as it starts to go, then you start to think, and I'll just use me, I'm not Brady, but the last year of my career, I wanted to play in San Diego. It's my hometown. I wanted to do it. In a far lesser than him, I mean, with his status, but it's relative to how we feel individually, right? I get it. I get why, and he's never been courted as a free agent. He didn't get to go through that NFL recruiting process, and probably didn't go through it. He probably went through some of it, but he wasn't like the number one recruit coming out of high school. And so a little bit of it goes to Michigan, was a well-recruited guy, but now it's like, you know what? And you start to look at the roster. And you say, what are they going to do? And you start to – and maybe, guys, maybe there's the hint of, well, can Belichick do it without Brady? Can Brady do it without Belichick? I'm just speculating from my thought process, right? So you're sitting in that meeting. It doesn't go well, not only financially. He's never asked to be the highest-paid player at his position. And regardless of how much money he and his wife are worth, there's still the ego that says at one point in time as the GOAT, maybe I should be that guy. Maybe. Maybe that's a – and then maybe he looks at the roster and says, I'm all about winning, man. And the roster that you got from me, no offense, as much as I love the Patriots and the fans and my legacy here, he does have it. When you just look at the rosters today, who's got a better chance? Playing against Mahomes or the powers of the AFC, even though the NFC is deep, but his roster in San Francisco. Of course, let's just say San Francisco, it's his roster there. So, guys, while it's hard for us to put our arms around, nowadays, how many guys spend their whole career with one team?
Not many.
No one.
Especially the quarterbacks, sometimes more than others, because we just don't want to part with them. But hell, Rivers, I couldn't see that. So I get it. And if it didn't go well in this talk that we thought, why would you give up a guy you traded for who got you to the Super Bowl in his first year of starting, helped, actually put up good numbers, and didn't play well in the fourth quarter? But if Brady's the quarterback in San Francisco in the fourth quarter, I mean in the Super Bowl, Mahomes doesn't get those opportunities. They probably win up 20-10. Brady ain't losing that game, but I'm still a Garoppolo fan. Do I think he's a star? No. Do I think he's a top five quarterback? No. Do I think he's a solid starter that has another decade of starting in front of him? Yeah, it was first year starting, so you think, how could they? But if you ask me who's got a better chance to win the Super Bowl at quarterback for the 49ers next year, win it. Brady with that roster or Garoppolo? Of course it's Brady because of his Super Bowl postseason real estate moxie. He lives in the postseason. So it seems crazy, and I'm with you. I'll believe it when I see it, because maybe even he says, how can I walk away from the Patriots? But you know what? There's a lot of reasons you can walk away. And Brady's always been about championships, not about the most money. 49ers got a better chance to be in the Super Bowl than the Patriots do under this current roster the way they sit now.
You think that if Tom goes to San Francisco, which is hypothetical, it happens, they cut Jimmy, and Jimmy goes back to New England, is it possible that, like, in Belichick's mind that he's thinking to himself, and I got to think more long-term here, I could have Jimmy G for, like, 5-10 years here. I'm only going to get Tom for 2, and he's already kind of diminishing in terms of his talent. Belichick's, like, evil genius to some degree. You know what I'm saying? He could be thinking about that.
Smartest guy in football. We know that. At least his game plans and how. Listen, we went through the second round pick, which was like the 43rd or 47th pick for Garoppolo. He's turned it in like 6 players. When he lost Jimmy G, that pick turned into trading it for something else. It turned in like 5 or 6 guys we were figuring out this morning on our show. And this morning on my show. And so, yeah. And you think, okay, I lost him. I didn't want to get rid of him in the first place because he didn't. Mr. Kraft and, you know, that whole thing. I had to give him away for a second round pick when, if you remember, the talk during that offseason was, oh, minimum of 2 first rounders for Jimmy, right? Because the hype and the talk, and he's behind Brady. Well, we got him for a second round pick in San Francisco. And Kyle Shanahan studies everything Belichick does. He does. He watches his film all the time. And so you get him back, experienced. You send him to New England. The 49ers are saying, well, Kyle's been to the Super Bowl twice as a coordinator's head coach, and that fourth quarter hadn't been nice to him. And then there's one guy that could help fix that fourth quarter. That you'd say 10 years of possible Jimmy and maybe getting to another 1 or 2 maybe with Mahomes in the league and still Russell Wilson well and these young quarterbacks come up. Or Brady, that we have a chance in the next 2 years or 3 years to get there and win it. Of course, you'd say if we win it, we'll take it. So Belichick, evil genie, yeah. I think, Bill, at this stage, and Tom, while he's not the same guy, still a good player, but Tom needs more players around him. I think it would be a win for both, although I think, how can you get rid of Jimmy this early if you're San Francisco? You say, well, 2 years from now, there'll be another dude. That's how people think. And I got Brady in San Francisco going home, where his dream team when he was growing up, and his Montana was the quarterback. Hell, I get it. So, yeah, I could see how Bill would say, overall, I'll take Jimmy for 10 instead of Tom for 2. They can have him. Let's let him go. They're either going to cut Jimmy or Kyle will trade him back to me, and everybody wins. So I thought it was no way a month ago, and now I'm sitting here thinking, if that meeting doesn't go well, Tom sold his house in Brookline. Maybe he's just to the point where he said, you know what, I'm tired of this grind. I need a new grind, and I'm about to go prove it. And don't kid yourself. Deep down, don't you guys think in places they don't talk about, Bill would love to win a Super Bowl with Jimmy and prove that he could do it without Tom?
Absolutely, no doubt.
Everybody's ego. We all feel that way, right? I can do this without the other guy, and I can't blame them both. It might be a great deal for both. I think it's more real now. I'm actually on the fence now. I actually think there's a better chance he leaves than stays, and I wouldn't have said that 3 weeks ago.
I am not, in the end, Sean, buying the 49ers because I get what you're saying. I still think at this point they have a pretty stable situation with Garoppolo.
Agreed.
And I don't think – but I think Tennessee, of all the other teams, I say, what is the most talented team in the NFL that doesn't have a stable quarterback situation? And you could talk about Indianapolis, maybe the Chargers. Certainly the Chargers have better wide receiver talent than Indianapolis.
And a better offensive line.
But Tennessee – has a coach he knows, a really good defense, assuming they bring Derrick Henry back, which I think is likely, one of the best running backs in football, which he needs as an older quarterback. I think Tennessee makes the most sense for Brady. But does he want to play in a small market?
Right, but Tennessee, small market, but somehow Nashville, Tennessee has become, you know, whether it's hockey or
true.
They've kind of become an in vogue type of talk.
It's a good point.
It's a small town, it's a small market, but this is a big fish coming to your small market, right?
Yep, that's a good point.
This dude's pretty good, and it's still Tennessee, and it's still football, and they love their college football. I mean, why not Brady go be a star in Nashville, too? And you guys think that, and you're right. I've said the same thing on my show. I go through and say, okay, Brady doesn't go into Miami to flounder around for 2 or 3 years until all these picks work out, and then he wins it. No, he doesn't want to go to 7-9, 8-8. He don't want to do that. Hell, they went 12-4, and he was pissed off the whole season because the offense couldn't score touchdowns. So I said the same thing. Now, for San Francisco, you think, man, is it worth? Here's what it would have to be. It would have to be John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan sitting in there and saying, after one fourth quarter in which he actually outplayed Pat for three quarters, that we're just going to quit on a guy. Well, then I guess Atlanta should have quit on Matt Ryan after they gave up 28-3, right?
Yeah, right.
In his first full year of starting, you'd hope a guy learns from, okay, he didn't play well in the fourth quarter. Get in line. That's happened to a lot of Super Bowl quarterbacks, and it's Mahomes. It's pretty good. Most other quarterbacks may not have been able to bring a back down 10. But you're right. I said the same thing. The truth is that the two best situations for Brady outside of the 49ers, if that's we're saying, come on, it doesn't have a solidified quarterback position or situation, is the Colts and the Tennessee Titans. When you look at both rosters, the Colts are talented as hell. Great offensive line, enough playmakers, a coach that's a veteran coach that would get it, that can hand the ball off, decent enough run game, really good solid defense, and a hell of a front office guy. Not only does he have the coach, but remember John Robinson's in the front office who used to be a Patriot. He was a front office guy in New England as well, in Tennessee. So with Ballard and Robinson, and then you got, Vrabel, who's a teammate, Frank Reich, who gets veterans. I mean, both of them are great, and he's in an AFC South. He gets to stay in the AFC. And while Deshaun Watson still may be the best all-around quarterback in the division, wouldn't you love it? Wouldn't it be awesome to have Rivers go to the Colts, Brady go to Tennessee, Watson there, depending on, if it's Minshew or Foles, depending on what happens there. Now you've got an AFC South going to beat the brains out of each other with two quarterbacks on these two teams now. So, yes, when you look at Tennessee up and coming, some pretty good playmakers, Tom can hand it off about 35 times a game and still be efficient to that big outside linebacker playing running back he's got in Henry. Pretty cool situation for him for a couple years. And both of those teams are talented enough to challenge teams like the Kansas City Chiefs if you can get to Mahomes and win, especially with the experience. So I am with you. But you know what? Brady beats to a drum that maybe we have no idea.
Sure.
It would take big stones for the 49ers to walk away from Garoppolo like this, and probably for Brady to leave. But you know what? Sometimes we don't know. Maybe he's just fed up with the whole thing in New England and wants one more goal. But all those teams are better than the Chargers because the Chargers can't protect him in the pocket right now with that offensive line.
Let me ask you a Browns question here before we get you out of here. We've talked a lot over the last couple of days about the backup quarterback situation for Cleveland and for Baker. And, I'm a big proponent of the Browns going out and trying to sign a guy like Marcus Mariota on a cheap deal to even come in here and push Baker a little bit. Some people don't think that makes sense. They think maybe Case Keenum makes sense. What should the Browns do with backup, the backup position? Some people think Case Keenum makes a lot of sense because of his relationship with Stefanski, right. And he's a little bit older, more of the backup. Yeah. Like a guy like Mariota would is still pushed to play. And
who's the better player?
What's that?
Who's the better player? Mariota is.
Yeah.
I was Case Keenum. He'd been in more big, but I'm just as far as a backup. He's played on a bunch of teams that you kind of go and you hopefully can help somebody win games. When I say I was him, I get it, and I root for guys like that. But why can't Mariota be Tannehill somewhere else? Change scenery, back up. I don't want to hear anybody, not a soul in Cleveland, in any city in the country, say, well, what if it hurts Baker's feelings? Baker's tough enough to handle it, okay? Plus, if I can't handle a guy coming in that's a good player that pushes me, it's my team if I'm Baker Mayfield, then I'm not going to be tough enough to win championships. And I believe Baker Mayfield's tough enough to withstand some guy who I don't see as a threat, but what if you miss four games? Those four games or two games can be the difference in winning the division and not making the playoffs. So I am with you. If you ask me, Sean, a little more but close, give me Case Keenum. I don't care about his relationship with Stefanski. That's fine and dandy. Marcus Mariota is a great kid. He can have a great relationship with Stefanski as well. For me, give me the best player at the right price, and maybe Marcus Mariota rears his head, saves a couple games, and you never know. And then he becomes an asset you can trade for something else. Or if Baker's banged up, he can bail you out. I'm with you. If you give me the choice, I'm taking Mariota. Even though I think he's got a lot of proving to do, I know what Case Keenum is. I'm not sure right now. We know the exact where Mariota is. I think we're still questioning, if he's healthy and with the right system, can he be a player? Or is he just a bust? Or is he kind of a decent player and going to end up being Case Keenum for the next 10 years? I like Keenum. I do respect him. I think when both are at 100%, Mariota's a better player. So if I can get him for the right price, why not have a guy that's had starting experience and more than Case Keenum Case Keenum overall his career, but when I say who would you say has more upside, it's Marcus Mariota. Go for the best one if the price is right.
And I love Baker coming out, but he had a bad year last year. So, like, do we even know that Baker's better than Marcus Mariota at this
point? Well, listen, when you're the first pick, and Marcus was what, the second pick? We want to believe Baker is. You know, all of us are saying really good rookie year, second year. Hopefully he's ready to take on his coach and buy into this system and the rest of it. But guess what we thought when Tannehill went to Tennessee? He's just a backup to be there and to hold a clipboard and chase and win a game or two because he was just an average player up and down a Dow Joneser in Miami. Well, he got a chance. The system fit him. They fell in love, and he played well. He didn't have to win games by himself, but he played well enough too at times. So why not? I'm always listening. There's no one player on a team, in my opinion, bigger than the team, and if Mariota makes the team better, then it should make Baker Mayfield and everybody and the whole organization better. I'm all for, I love competition, and you know what, I'm okay if a guy gets a little bit of a red ass once in a while and has to respond to, you're going to be pushed a little bit? I'm okay with that, and I think Baker Mayfield's been used to it as a walk-on his whole career. Maybe, just maybe, that's the extra kick in the ass he needs to get him to the level we expect, and that's to be a star in the league, because when you draft a guy first in the league, as the first pick of the draft, you don't expect him to be a guy. You expect him to be the guy. And that's what we're waiting on for Baker Mayfield on a consistent basis.
Always great to chat with you, Sean. Thanks for joining us, man. We'll talk to you again
soon. Awesome, guys. Appreciate you. We'll do it again next week.
All right, the great Sean Salisbury.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.